Hey everybody, Michael W. Smith here. Welcome to Bandkind. I got saved when I was 10 years old, sitting in a pew with all my buddies, and the light bulb went off, and I just had an epiphany, and it's like, oh my gosh, this thing is true. Just like you said a while ago. Like, I'd heard the message over and over, and I got up, walked down the aisle, and all my buddies were going, what's he doing? What's he doing? And yeah, it all changed that day. I'll never forget it. I remember exactly where I was on that pew. I remember walking the aisle.
Michael W. Smith.
Yay!
Yeah.
We did it, technology.
We did it. Great to see you.
Me too. How are you?
So good. Are you exhausted yet from being on the road?
I'm alive and well.
That's right. Amen. Hey, I'm Nick, and I am here with Michael W. Smith, who has brand new music out, is out on the road, and goodness sakes, you just keep on hearing this music and putting it down. I'm so grateful you're doing that.
Well, I'm grateful too. I mean, I still feel like the wind is at my back, and more than anything today, it's really all about the calling. You know, God calls you to do something, you just go do it. So
Amen. Last time I saw you live, you were playing a great rendition of Healing Rain that actually brought this like thunderstorm over us, and it started raining down on your piano at the end of that song. It says, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, and Healing Rain, and just such a beautiful song. And at the end of the song, you said, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm just a little bit afraid right now because the thunder and lightning and the rain.
Yeah.
And but it was a really like Old Testament moment. I loved it.
I remember that. That's
Do
happened. That's
you?
actually happened a couple times, actually. So
has it really?
Yeah, I remember it rained, and we were singing "Healing Rain" in South Africa. We were outside, and it started to rain, and there was no clouds in the sky, and it was just. We all looked at each other and went, "Man, what's going on here?" And then we finished, and it stopped raining. So you're crazy.
That is amazing. I'm glad you're on the road. You're on this tour called Forever. And there you encounter the worship that you've had for so many years, but also some of the hits. Talk to me about some of your favorite songs to bring back to the live audience.
Well, I never tire of Secret Ambition, you know, from the Eye to Eye record. We do a little medley from Change of World, which I still, it's one of my favorite records I've ever done. And Cross of Gold, Love One Another. I try to say, not to say this every night because, you know, he said, oh, it's one of my favorite songs. I found out one night I said it 10 times. I got to stop that. There's
No,
a
I
song
get it.
From the Stan record called Grace that I wrote with Martin Smith that I just love, love the lyric, you know, that he married to my music. And then you're obviously excited about the new songs. You play Waymaker. You play it all around the world. People respond to it. Agnus Dei, people sing it all around the world. It's just so grateful.
That is amazing. I just recently talked with Christian Stanfill how they used Agnus Dei in their Passion Conference 2024.
I saw it. I saw the video. Just mind-boggling. I called Christian up and talked to him about it. I said, just tell me what it was like, because I just weep every time I watch it on the video. And he says, I'm just not sure I processed it yet of what happened. I guess that was the last session. And he had decided to go into Agnus Dei. So powerful.
Very powerful. And to a whole new generation that is,
Yeah.
It's a brand new song to them.
Yeah, I know.
It's so special. The EP, Worthy is the Lamb, is out now. You're composing all the time and just trying to figure out which songs have the power, have the connection. How do you choose them?
Yeah. This was an interesting situation I was in, which was a good situation with Franklin Graham, that he was going to preach from Rome, and he wanted me to do something very big with orchestra. And this was last year. And so we recorded in the Fisher Center, which is becoming a very famous place in Nashville at Belmont University. It's a brand new concert hall, and it's just fabulous on every level. So I decided to put an orchestra together and 12 singers and just try to sing my favorite songs, maybe about Easter. But he had a couple requests. And obviously I did Above All, but I've done Above All. I did Agnus Dei as well. But he really wanted me to sing In Christ Alone. I'd led In Christ Alone numerous times in venues all around the world, but I'd never recorded it. So we recorded all those songs, and there were four songs from last year. And we thought, man, wouldn't it just be great to release this at some point, maybe next year, is what we said last year. And I told my team I would really like to write a song for it. And it was really at writing a song for what I just got through doing with Franklin in Jerusalem, which comes out this Easter Sunday morning. It airs all around the world. And I asked one of my favorite co-writers, asked my friend Tony Wood, I said, "We don't have enough songs about the cross. Do you have one up your sleeve?" He said, "Let me get back with you." And 5 days later, he sent me this lyric, "Crimson Dust," and it literally took my breath away. I just began to create, and it took a little bit of time to get it right. To me, it was such a very, very special lyric. I've never written a song like this before, where there's just these short little bites of imagery.
Yeah, that's a great way to
And
put it.
yeah, and I didn't want to blow it. The verse actually came pretty quick. I just didn't want to do some big chorus for the sake of doing some big chorus. And then we added lyric to a bridge, and I'm not sure that was right. And then I just decided, I thought, gosh, what if we turn the bridge into just a really worshipful moment? Holy, 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 Jesus, Lamb of God. That would be it. And it seemed to work. So
Yeah.
we recorded it. My backdrop, which you'll see on Easter Sunday morning, my backdrop to that song is the Mount of Olives behind me in the background. So, and the old city to the left of that. So,
Oh my goodness. That's
pretty
beautiful.
special moment that when that happened. So,
Yes. One of my favorite lyrics I have up here is from Crimson Dust. It says, "Redeeming love, what gain, what loss? Crimson dust beneath the cross."
yeah.
Worthy is the Lamb. The EP is out and available, and really, really great work on that again. And of
Thank you.
course, there's buzz about the new remake of Place in This World with For King and Country.
The guys called me up, Joel and Luke, and says, "We have this really kind of crazy idea." I'd obviously heard about Unsung Hero, the movie, Joel playing his dad in it, a remarkable story about their family. He said, "We want to do Place in This World because there's a little hint of Place in This World in the movie." And so they were doing a making of. So I went over and he showed me about 15 minutes of the film. And I was pretty blown away. He said, "What do you think if you and me and Luke, we did this together? And are you okay if we just kind of take the liberty to kind of sort of make it maybe a little bit of more maybe of what they would do, how they record it, maybe modernize it or whatever?" I said, "I don't have a problem with it at all. The fact that you're choosing a song that's over 33 years old, and Agnus Dei, the same. They're both from the same record, which is mind-boggling. You have a worship song, you get a pop song that's resurfacing. It's from the Go West Young Men record." So we got in the studio, and oh my gosh, we had so much fun putting it together. And so I shot a couple things with them 2, 3 weeks ago. And then, matter of fact, this morning I just shot a little video with them doing Places World. And it just seems right. And somebody said something to me, it was really interesting today, that they said, "What is it about this song that's nostalgic that was written and was heard when the world was maybe a little safer? And now the world feels a little sort of upside down, and maybe because people, my phone's blowing up, because the song's out. I mean, you could go to whatever streaming service and hear it. And I think it just makes people feel safe.
Yeah.
And I think the message is just as relevant today as it was years ago." So,
I absolutely agree.
yeah, so I have a feeling that you are probably going to hear more of that song.
You mentioned Go West Young Man, that album, and how there's the worship on it, and how there's also the pop songs on it. And that is you. I feel like that is the place where you have consistently lived in your melodies and your lyrics, and I love that those two parallel each other in your mind as you're creating music. It's sort of a reaching in, a reaching up, and reaching out.
Yeah, I've always believed worship is a lifestyle. I always have an issue a little bit with people equating worship with what we do on Sunday morning and singing, doing all this. And this is, yes, this is good, but this is, are we being a voice for those who don't have a voice? Are we standing up for justice and the poor and the needy and the widows? And that's all
Yeah.
worship. I look at it as a whole sort of pie of just going everything we do, how we treat people at the grocery store and our demeanor, what are we reflecting?
Yeah.
It should be a heart of worship.
Amen. This reminds me of a conversation that I had at the Rocket Town venue in Franklin, Tennessee, with Larry Norman. And that was Eddie DeGarmo had chosen Rocket Town as the venue for the Larry Norman tribute showcase that we were doing.
I was there. I remember.
Yes. It was such a special night. One Way, the songs of Larry Norman. And I remember him talking about really some of those things that you just brought up. I cherish that moment standing in that venue and just being proud of, maybe proud is the wrong word to use. My mom would say, don't use that word. But, you know, just grateful, I guess, to be standing next to Larry Norman, watching his songs on stage contained in your venue. And I'd been there obviously for rock shows and hip hop shows and worship shows and legacy shows, all of it. I just so respect the things that you have brought not only to this industry, but to people and how it's changed people's lives for good, whether they can pinpoint what that was or not. Smitty, you've been so cautiously loving and grateful in the way that you have dealt with people.
Well, I hope so. That's my goal every day, you know.
Amen.
Is to love people well.
That's a tough goal. It's getting tougher, it feels like.
Yes, especially when you when you have people that you disagree with who are doing bad things, and you know, that's when it gets tough. You know, how do you love people into the kingdom and love someone who's destructive? And yeah, that's a daily challenge, but it's possible
only because of the strength of Christ in our lives.
Absolutely.
I do not know how people have any muscle to flex at all in that way, without having the hope of Christ.
I agree.
I also remember you coming over to Goatee Records right after we got started with that, and you just came in, sat down on the floor with us, and we had a meeting about rising up young labels and helping take each other's hands and walk together. Speaking of the calling, went forward in the calling that we felt that we were supposed to be doing. And I still remember that. And obviously, you know, you and Toby have journeyed together, and that is a privilege how you guys continue to lead. I was talking earlier about this Gavin magazine cover. This was supposed to be my cover. And see, I'm in the little inset. This is me.
Yeah, I see that.
This is my story. This is you.
Oh, that's not right.
I know, it was a last minute change, but that was a mainstream trade, Gavin magazine, that went out. And I remember getting a call from New York City and them saying, who are you and why are you in this magazine? And at that point we were experiencing, our industry was, so much favor with MTV and Virgin Records, and mainstream music was really taking a listen to music that was being made by our industry. And I'm just so grateful for that.
Yeah, me too. And I'll never forget it.
And I hope this Easter, the project Worthy is the Lamb reaches people and causes them to experience God in a new way, and that makes them say, okay, I'm going to try this God thing.
Yeah, that's my prayer. Just pray that people, when they hear it, they can just reconnect with why they're here, because they're not here by mistake.
I know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Michael. I so appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Great to talk with you too.
All right, well, have a great night. Thank you.
Get it.
Bye. See you.